John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a heartwarming Christmas adventure. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another adventure in Odyssey. Tamika, Merry Christmas.
Oh, you too.
Oh, thank you. I'm here to pick up donations for the Christmas closet. Your parents said they had a box of clothes and things?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Oh, good, thanks. Well, it looks like there's a toy in here from you.
That's my pet lamb. I got it when I was 3.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you to give it away, Tamika.
Well, you know, you gotta grow up sometime, right?
Oh, yes, you sure do.
I don't need it anymore. I'm already 10.
Well, I know.
Her name is Cotton.
Cotton,
Because she's white and so soft.
Uh-huh.
And I slept with her every night when I was 4 and 5 and 6, pretty much until I was 9.
Oh.
But now I'm 10, and I don't need her anymore.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. I'm 10 years old. I want someone else to have her. And you see that rip on her side?
Yes.
My mom sewed that up like 10 times. I don't want her to have to worry about that anymore.
Well, I know your mom appreciates that.
Could I just see the box for 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
Goodbye, Cotton. She makes someone happy. That's it. You can take her now.
All right. I'll see you later, Tamika.
Bye. Bye, Cotton. Write to me. I couldn't have done that back when I was 9.
Come on, Uncle Mike. Do we really have to do this? You can knit a blanket with all this dust up here.
Sorry, Nick. Our maid hasn't had time to clean the attic.
Now, you really think someone's going to want your old junk?
Hey, there's some good stuff in here. Ah, yes, like this football. Catch.
Ow.
I thought you were an athlete.
Oh, that doesn't mean I can catch things I'm not looking at.
Hey, could you help me move this cabinet?
Yeah. You know, I've got some other things to do. I need to fix my bike. I have to ride to work later.
Whit's going to be here in a few minutes. Then you can go.
Hey, what's this?
What?
Your high school yearbook.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I got to check this out. A mulligan.
Look, you're going to be disappointed. I haven't changed a single bit.
Mike Mulligan.
Yes.
Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and look at the hair. Were you hoping to chop wood with it?
Hey, I had to fight off the ladies with that style.
And you were voted most likely to succeed?
That's right.
Don't most of those guys own their own companies and sports franchises by now?
I'll have you know I was quite the businessman in my prime. I was cum laude at the University of Chicago with a business degree.
Really? How come you haven't done more with that?
Circumstances and other things.
Like what?
It's not important.
So you're telling me that if you tried, you could get a job right now as a high-level businessman?
Possibly. In fact, I was offered a great job at Universal Press not that long ago.
Well, why didn't you take it?
Personal reasons.
Reasons that are better than having a fat paycheck?
Actually, yes.
We should get online and find you a job.
Knock, knock.
Whit, come on up.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to
Whit.
You. Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Look, sorry we're not quite ready for you. We haven't exactly sorted through this stuff in about 10 years.
Oh, well, that's okay. We'll be collecting things at Whit's End until tomorrow night.
Great.
Nick, you want to ride to work? You can help me get the rest of the donations.
Yeah, sure. I'll come along. I'll be back after 7 o'clock, Uncle Mike.
Sounds good.
And I'm gonna find you a job.
Hey, I've got a job.
And when I find it, I want a big screen TV for my room.
Hey, then you should look for your own fat paycheck, my friend.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that too. at all these boxes. Hey, you got some good stuff back here, Whit.
Well, Christmas brings out the best in people, and we have some very generous people in Odyssey. We need to stop at the Hortons.
Hey, did you know that Mike is this incredible businessman?
Yeah, I do know that. In fact, we offered him a job at Universal Press.
I knew that name sounded familiar. Hmm. You own it, don't you?
I'm the chairman of the board. Oh, here we are. Nick, could you bring that box?
Sure. Why did Mike say no?
He didn't want to move to Chicago.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. He's always talking about when he went to college in Chicago. He loved it. What's up with that?
Well, you should probably talk to him about it.
So, who did you end up hiring?
A man named James Marion.
Is he still at that job?
Yeah, actually, he's a vice president now.
You're kidding me. You mean Mike could have been a vice president?
Yeah, maybe.
I could have already had a big screen TV.
Hi, Whit.
Hey, Liz, how are you?
Merry Christmas, Liz. You seem like you're in a good mood.
Guess who's home? Come here, Mark.
Mark's home?
Yep. He and Natalie just got here this morning.
Yeah, Mark's your brother, right?
Yep. He's on crutches, so he's a little slow these days. Come on, Slowpoke.
Hey there.
Hi, Mark. Oh, what happened to you?
I got hit in the leg with a little shrapnel. Huh. It's nothing serious, but they sent me home for a while.
Well, I do want to thank you for what you're doing for your country.
There's a lot of guys still over there.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho, I heard you needed donations.
Well, that's why we're here.
Well, I got some stuff for you.
You do? But you just got home. How do you have donations?
What do you think all these boxes are for?
I thought you were unpacking.
Wow, all these boxes?
This is almost everything you own.
Not quite.
It's all your clothes. What are you gonna wear?
I've got enough to wear.
Your golf clubs.
I'm not using them much these days anyway.
Your stereo?
Hey, you got a big screen TV in there?
I think Mom and Dad need to see what you're giving away.
I'm an adult, Liz. I can make these kinds of decisions on my own.
They bought you that stereo.
Lay off, Liz. I'm doing this, so be quiet about it. Is there enough room in your car for these, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, probably not.
That's fine. I'll bring them in my truck later.
Oh, all right. Well, this is very generous of you, Mark. Thanks so much. We're in the little theater at Wits End. Just come in through the back door.
Great. I'll see you later.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen him act like that.
Well, that's one of the hard things about war, Liz. It changes people. I know it changed me.
I don't want my brother to change.
Don't push him, Liz. Just give him time to adjust.
I better start getting these things in his truck.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
There's a potluck banquet tomorrow night. We'll be dividing up all of the donations and taking them to some homes. You're welcome to join us, Liz.
We'll be there.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker.
Huh?
Something fell out of the car.
Oh, thanks.
Cute lamb.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Stop the car!
What? What's the matter?
Who's that guy?
Mr. Whitaker? Who are you?
Grady, was that lamb yours?
No. They're taking all of it to Wits End.
What's that?
An ice cream shop. It's about 10 miles from here. That way.
Gotta go.
Long way to go for a lamb.
Brought that in. Check that room.
Good.
Who are you?
What are you doing with that lamb?
What's it to you, Pipsqueak?
Give it to me.
No.
What do you need it for?
I'm making a home movie and I need stuff to blow up.
You're taking it so you can blow it up? Why can't you take... Here, take a pillow. Blow this up.
Thanks, I will. But I'm also taking the lamb.
I need it.
It's all yours if you can get it from me.
I will!
Get off, you freak!
Ow!
Hey, what was that?
I gotta go!
Hey, Rodney, what are you doing? You loser? Picking on kids half your size? Are you okay?
It's took off with my lamp.
Hey, your lip is bleeding.
I'm fine. I gotta get that lamp.
That kid's gonna get himself killed. I like him.
Now, let's put all of the kids' clothes on that table there.
All right.
Mr. Whitaker?
Aye, Tamika. Something wrong?
Do you still have that lamb I gave you?
I'm not sure. Why?
I've changed my mind. I want it back.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I can give it up when I'm 10 and a half.
Sure.
I mean, I just turned 10. I'm practically 9. You can't expect me to grow up in a second.
Oh, of course not.
I'll take it slowly. Maybe only sleep with it every other night at first.
Okay. Nick, have you seen a white lamb?
Oh, yeah. Rodney took off with it.
What? Oh, no.
Hey, what's up with this lamb?
I can't believe this.
Tamika, I can talk to Rodney if you want.
Is it, like, a famous lamb?
You're giving away your shoes?
I've worn them already. Mr. Whitaker, where do you want us to put these?
Oh, hi, Mark, Liz. Just set the box down here.
Need any help?
Well, we're moving the clothes over to that table, but I think we've got it under control. Do you need any help?
He's got 10 more boxes in the truck.
I can get those.
No, don't worry about it. That's why we're here. Come on, Nick.
Right behind you.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and move these clothes then.
What? Why?
He said he needed these clothes on that table.
But you're on crutches. I'll do it.
I've got it.
Oh, I want to see this.
Man.
Why are you acting like this?
Acting like what?
You're all Mother Teresa all of a sudden.
There's something wrong with Mother Teresa?
No, of course not. But something happened to you. Something happened in the war. I'm right, aren't I?
Never mind what happened.
So something did happen.
Yeah, but I don't want to get into it.
You tell me everything.
Not this.
You're not helping anybody keeping this to yourself.
You know what? You're right.
Where are you going?
Connellsville.
Why?
I have to make something right.
Hey, Nick, have you seen Mr. Whitaker?
Last I saw, he was in the kitchen.
All right, I'll check back downstairs. What are you doing on his computer?
I'm checking out the Universal Press website.
Why?
I want to print out some things for Mike. To show him what he's missing by not being in business.
What's he missing out on?
You see this guy?
Yeah?
That's James Marion. He's a vice president at a company. That could have been Mike. Mike was offered the same position before him.
When was this?
Well, let's see. There was a date of hire back here. There. He was hired. Oh.
What? What's the matter?
I just noticed the date.
What's so big about the date?
It makes sense now.
Okay, audition tape for America's Funniest Explosions, take 4. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the rocket ship in the middle of the field, the one with the lamb tied to it. You are about to witness the first lamb in space. 3, 2, 1. Woohoo! Oh, man, stupid tree got in the way and it didn't explode a dud rocket.
Hey!
Whoa, what?
I found you.
Get out of here. Can't you see I'm blowing up stuff?
For what?
I'm sending it into America's Funniest Explosions.
There's no such show.
Well, there will be. I'm the creator, producer, and star.
I want the lamb.
What's with you and that lamb? What, you can't sleep without it?
It's none of your business. Just give it to me.
Sorry, can't help you. Move away. You're in my shot.
You haven't blown it up yet, have you?
No, it's stuck.
Stuck where?
Way up in the tree.
I'm getting it.
You're gonna climb all the way up?
Yeah.
You're nuts. The branches will never hold you up there. Oh, wait a minute. This might be a good episode of America's Funniest Injuries. Yeah, go on
Hello, sir. My name is Mark Horton.
Mark. Yes, I recognize your name.
Yes, sir. I was a friend of your son. In fact, he gave his life for mine.
Will you please come in, Mark?
I'd like that.
Crazy Boy continues to climb the tree. Little does he know that a very tragic but funny injury is coming very soon. He's climbing out on the very thin branch to get his precious stuffed lamb. This is the lamb he sleeps with every night, along with a bottle of warm milk and a blankie. He's got the lamb. I can't believe the branch didn't break. Ooh, the crowd is upset. They wanted a funny injury. Wait a minute. It sounds like the branch may be cracking. Oh, there he goes. Ouch. Oh, well, that was great. I got it all on film. I'm going to win $1 million. You're okay, right?
Yeah.
Yes, $1 million. And look, he's got his lamb back. Oh, what a happy ending to a tragic yet hilarious injury.
I gotta go home.
Uncle Mike?
Hey, Nick. So do you think I could sell these old records for, maybe a dime apiece? Maybe?
You did it for me, didn't you?
Did what?
Passed up the job at Universal Press.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Whit offered you the job at the same time you adopted me.
Sometime around then, yeah.
Did they tell you I needed to be away from the city?
Yes.
So that's why you didn't want to go back to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Why did you do that? You could have been rich.
I don't know about rich.
Well, you could have had a lot more.
Yeah, but I... Well, you know, I wouldn't have had you.
Well, I still think you got the raw end of the deal.
No. You're wrong.
Hey, you need some help in here?
You don't have to fix your bike?
It can wait.
Why don't you go over there through those games? Throw them away if any pieces are missing.
All right.
Look at this, my first record player.
Man, you people were prehistoric.
Oh, I tell you, those were the times, let me tell you.
There was a skirmish in the city, and we hid out in an abandoned hospital. The enemy saw us and set up explosives outside the base of the building. The first one went off, and I caught some debris in my leg. I couldn't walk. Ron realized the whole room was going to blow, so he picked me up and threw me out the second-story window. It blew before I even hit the ground. He didn't get out. Mr. Cruz, I owe my life to your son.
I had not heard that story. Gracias. Gracias, Mark.
Ron was one of the most popular guys in the outfit. He did this dead-on impression of our sergeant. He played practical jokes on the new guys at night. He was so funny. Right when we needed somebody to be funny. Sir, he was a good friend.
I am certain he would tell the same about you.
I don't know, Mr. Cruz. He was so much better than me. A better soldier, a better person. It just doesn't make sense. Why he died and I lived? I've never done anything. But I'm going to now. I'm going to be a better soldier, and I'm involved with lots of charities. I'm dedicating the rest of my life to good causes.
That is good. But may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you doing all of these things?
Well, because I want to do some good for the world.
Okay. But why are you saying this to me?
Well, because I want you to think that I might be worth your son's life.
It makes me happy that you are honoring my son in this way. But you cannot earn what Ron gave to you. It was a gift. That is the way Ron always was. He was a Christian, and he always wanted to extend una mano, to reach out a hand in generosity. And finally, he gave everything.
But then, what can I do for him? Do for you?
If I were you, I would just accept the gift and live on.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming. This is our biggest Christmas banquet yet. And judging from the piles of boxes over there, it looks like we may have the most to hand out this year, too. Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, we'll be leaving in just a few minutes to make the deliveries. So, for now, why don't you all just stand up and greet each other?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Tamika. Did you ever find your lamb?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really miss her. Wait a minute.
What?
Do you see that?
See what?
A Christmas miracle. Excuse me.
Hello.
Where did you get that lamb?
Oh, this is Snowball. She came back to me.
What do you mean?
She was in my room when I got home today. I lost her at the bus station, and today she was back. My daddy gave it to me. I haven't seen my daddy for a long time. She was a little bit different this time. She has a little rip right here. She didn't have that before.
Oh, well, that's because it's a long way from the bus station. I'm sure she went through a lot to get back to you.
Yeah, you're right.
Samantha, come on. Mom wants you.
Okay. This is my brother, Grady.
Hi, Grady. I'm Tamika.
Let's go, Sam.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Cotton.
All right, everyone. Let's start loading up the cars. But before you do, I want to thank everyone for your sacrifices. No one is forcing you to do any of this, and yet you've given up your time and resources to bring a little joy to people's lives. It seems to me all of you are doing a very good imitation of Jesus. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All around you can find people sacrificing for others. Your parents sacrifice for you every day. You may have teachers, pastors, and friends who have put your needs ahead of their own. Why not take a few moments this Christmas to thank them for all they've done for you? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Lamb's Tale was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Steve Burns, Chris Castile, Bill Myers, Lauren Schaffel, Courtney Brown, Gil Ellis, Mikey Kelly, Jordan Orr, and Mary Mauser. Our sound designer was Rob Jorgensen, with music by John Campbell. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you have a wonderful Christmas season.